You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Once more, happy National Radio Day. Thank you for joining us here on the radio. You're in Loop here on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig, on the ones and twos as he always does. A little bit of A Tribe Called Quest in the background. And you getting involved with the program as you always do. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And also, we always want to give appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers for the live stream.
Yes. You have appreciation to Mo Karam.
That's right. That's right. Or else John will come for you, it seems.
Yeah, exactly.
Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Lopez, how you living?
I am living fantastic. You ever have one of those moments before we get into this training camp thing, which, by the way, I guess there's some subterfuge going on now.
What do you mean?
Over at training camp. You can't really talk about everything that you see and all that.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Well, it's out there on Twitter. So
I
guess we can. Yeah, you ever, get to work and all of a sudden you realize, because this is what happened to me. This is the only little downtick in my day. I'm having a fantastic day. You got to have it. Like I always say, green side of the grass is a good day.
So I got here. Cereal in the truck and everything.
And I crossed my legs like I always do to stretch my back. As you know, I'm always sitting here with my legs crossed to stretch my back. And I looked at my shoe. It's time to retire these shoes. There's holes in both of them. So that's my first thought.
You let your shoes go so far to get holes?
I got holes in both these shoes.
I feel like you went too far.
I don't even want to know what's going on with your underwear.
So, fantastic day, except I looked at my shoes and said, yeah, time to make these fishing shoes. Time to retire them to the boat.
Wait.
Yeah.
No, they just get downcycled?
Yeah, you can take them out on the boat because they get dirty, blood on them, water on them, salt water.
But if they have holes, don't you now have dirty salt water?
It's warm out there, man. It's warm out there.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because it doesn't matter if there's a hole. Your feet won't get cold.
Oh.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Anywho, that was my first thought that as I
was that you have a hole in your shoe.
Time to retire these shoes.
Okay.
You retire clothes and shoes, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I try and do that before they literally have holes in them.
Look at that right
Although
there.
To be fair, yeah, that's definitely a hole in it. And I am now looking at your toe. That's weird. He out here Jose Altuve in it, just showing. No, I usually will try and retire clothing with enough time to take it to, I don't know, some level of secondary store that will then, I don't know, sell it on and, you know, continue its life.
Eventually,
whatever.
But yeah, you just got to go a long way to go. Anyway, that was a little exit that we took at the top of the show because you asked me how I was doing.
Thank you for that. I guess I will remedy that by stopping to ask you how you're doing.
Great. Other than that, training camp.
Yes.
Training camp.
Yes. Training camp. In some ways, it's kind of winding down. Obviously, there's a couple more major points when it comes to training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Those being tomorrow out there in Detroit. I forget what the name of their training facility is, but you can't actually expect me to remember all the names of their training facilities.
It's
like the Meyer training facility or
it
something.
Is. It sure is.
You're welcome.
Good Lord, he knew that.
I'm a sick human being. You know this. But yeah, they'll be out there in Detroit with the joint practice, which is probably number one if we're power ranking them. Mm-hmm. Number two, then, is probably preseason game number three, which is there at Ford Field versus the Lions on Saturday. And then point number four, or number three, rather, which is the termination point, is the cutdown, which is next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, those are the marks in time, so to speak, that this team has in front of them. But I think for all intents and purposes, or if you prefer, intensive purposes.
Oh, so you're not going to get mad about that?
Huh? No, I am mad about
it. Okay, very good.
I'm being facetious. It's over, except for tomorrow. Tomorrow is really the last big day of training camp to me.
Okay.
Because it's you know, joint practices. The game on Saturday, we're going to watch it, but it's going to be just a ton of backups. I wouldn't expect very many starters, if any, if they can get away with it, you know, to play in that game. So it's pretty much over. And I mentioned that thing about, you know, they're kind of in regular season mode, and I'm not breaking any news here. It's out there on Twitter.
Is it out there?
Yeah, it is.
I didn't see it.
Look at Jonathan Alexander.
damn, he throwing people under the bus, too. That's crazy.
No, he's reporting it. So regular season.
Got Mike Fiers in the building, man. Damn.
You went to Mike Fiers?
That's right.
You went to Mike Fiers?
If you haven't noticed, out there, Jonathan Alexander put it out there.
Yeah, don't talk to me. Talk to him.
I can't believe you compared me to Mike Fiers.
Kareem Akbar. He's the brains behind this operation.
Oh, that's good, Figgy, even though I hate it. So it's regular season mode, which means, oh, so-and-so's running with the, we can't really do that anymore.
I know that there's a lot of people that were saluting Sam Warren of the Houston Chronicle for giving you play-by-play of what's happening.
Yeah.
You will not see that today, unfortunately. So with that being the case, like, let's kind of start doing our training camp wrap-up looks, and maybe we look at this through this lens. Who has changed their opinion, or your opinion of them, the most thus far through training camp? 713-572-4610.
Yeah, there's a few. You know, from the start of training camp, what I thought and this person or this thing changed my mind the most. Top of the list, I don't even think it's close. You might. Xavier Hutchinson. Xavier Hutchinson, when we started camp, I thought, hell, maybe he's on the bubble. You know, maybe this guy's not going to be a Texan this year. At best, I thought of him as a depth piece, does a little special teams. You know, they brought in Christian Kirk, drafted two receivers. I was like, Xavier Hutchinson, oh boy, he's a starter, dude.
Not only that, like, and this is probably a little unfair to characterize it as this. So I'll try and be delicate with the way that I put this. We were kind of looking at him as almost standing next to John Mechie, depth-wise, going into training camp. Now, that might have been more about us and less about them, because the Texans have been very clear about loving Xavier Hutchinson, what he brings to this team. But still, we probably looked at that as a little bit closer to that range. I definitely did not anticipate being in this place where I go, he's kind of a starter.
And versatile. You know, they're using him in different ways. So Xavier Hutchinson, to me, is at the top of the list. No question about
He's definitely one of those.
Another one to me, and I'm wondering what you were thinking at the beginning versus today. Titus Howard is a guard.
Yeah, and that one feels more circumstantial than anything, because I think the Cam Robinson injury happens, and then also Blake Fisher maybe not standing up in the way that we wanted to see. It seems like there might still be some openings for him to maybe do some level of convincing. I don't know. Especially after he had Blake Fisher had a good game versus the Panthers. But yeah, we were kind of thinking of, and it seemed very clear that Tyce Howard was going to be a guard. Again, we had all of the thankful kind of tones from the coaches about, hey, we appreciate him sliding in and being willing to do whatever. And now, lo and behold, he's back out here at right tackle, which I actually don't even know how I feel about this, because last year, Tyce Howard at right tackle was one of the things that we looked at that we were like, damn, this is not sufficient. Now, of course, the upcycle in the offensive line has been less about the talent, I think, and more about you know, the schematics and, you know, the actual fundamentals and the properties of what this offense is going to bring to an offensive line and techniques. So maybe that is ultimately what changes the dynamics here.
Yeah.
But I think if you took a poll of the Texans fan base, you would find that Titus Howard playing at tackle is ultimately something that people feel good about, in a way that they almost 180 degrees felt differently about probably 9 months ago.
No question about it. Now, not all of them are necessarily a good thing, what you thought at the start of camp versus what you think today.
Okay, where are you going here?
Well, because at the start of the camp, I was like, I, quite sure I said these words. Christian Harris is going to be fine. He's going to be fine. He's going to step in. Yeah, I think they have confidence in him. He'll be back, et cetera. And now?
That's changed for you?
A little bit. I'm not sure.
I think he's in that same place. And now, yeah. Also, part of what does this is, I don't know if you saw this, the right. Texans put out yet another depth chart. Mm-hmm. And, of course, take it with a grain of salt. D'Amico says that he didn't put this out. But I think that that is, mm-hmm. like, a slight, I don't want to call it a lie, but it's a slight misgiving on what happens here. Mm-hmm. I do think that there is some level of communication, but I don't think that it's a full accounting of how they feel about everything. However, with all that being said, Christian Harris still slides in as that second, you know, second team linebacker, where EJ Speed is behind him. Mm-hmm. And now what makes it interesting is Jake Hansen is on that second line next to Christian right. Harris. So I don't know what that means about Jake Hansen or whatever. But ultimately, Christian Harris, he's not been able to get out there a ton.
But that's why.
But I still think that, again, he is the type of guy that we know what his caliber is. And when he is out there, they will believe and they will trust in him. And he just recently has gotten back out there.
And we were talking Pro Bowl with him, you know. And now, you know, that's where he is. Here's another one.
Oh, so your thought change is not that he would be on the team and be factoring in. You thought that he would usurp Henry Toto.
Yeah, be what he was in the postseason that 1 year. And here's another one. At the beginning of the camp, I'm like, man, this team is really deep at safety. Really deep at safety. Well, Jimmy Ward happened.
Yeah.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson happened. And now, you know, you're sort of wondering, you know, who's who on the depth chart at the safety position.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's a fair point. We've seen Jalen Petrie get some reps yesterday mm-hmm. at safety, just kind of, I imagine, to give some additional coverage.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that shifts for me. It really is, and it's the Jimmy Ward thing that shifts it.
Sure,
it seems like C.J. Gardner-Johnson is already working his way back, but I think part of what, not to put words in your mouth, but mm-hmm. if I'm assuming what you're kind of thinking correctly, the idea of even if he's willing to go or ready to go week one, C.J. Mm-hmm. Gardner-Johnson, there's still the thought in your mind, what happens if a re-aggravation happens,
sure.
right, playing the car crash sport on whatever happens with that knee.
Absolutely.
That is fair. I think I have found over the last week a little bit more respect for MJ Stewart than I had previously had, because mm-hmm. it feels like they trust him deeply to do all the things. And by and large, he's kind of stood up mm-hmm. in the way that you wanted. But yeah, I very much felt stronger about when you had Jimmy Ward and you felt comfortable with him playing all of those roles. Yeah. Also, even just being the backup for Jalen Petrie as mm-hmm. well in that nickel role. Because now that is Miles Bryant that's probably the next man up. That feels it feels like a half step down
right.
from Jimmy Ward. So I do think that that's fair, but it probably all hinges on Jimmy Ward. I don't know that I've swung a ton, but I think that I have definitely. I'm with you. I've moved a little bit here.
All right, and tell me what you think about these last couple that I have from the start of training camp to today. And this isn't necessarily. Maybe it's good and bad. Maybe it's neither. I thought Jaden Higgins is going to step right in and be that guy at the top of the depth chart, and Jalen Knoll might take a bit of time to develop. Kind of role reversal.
To some degree, but I think that funny enough, with that supposed role reversal, they kind of end up in the same place for me, which mm-hmm. is obviously you're going to lean on Nico Collins. He's the best wide receiver on your team. He's one of the best in the league.
Yeah.
You're going to lean on Christian Kirk, veteran guy that knows exactly how to get to his spots and seems like he fits very well with what you're doing offensively. And then it seems like they're going to depend and trust in Xavier Hutchinson. And then we're going to filter in some Higgins and some Knoll. So it kind of feels like they're in that same place.
But I think a little more confidence in Knoll.
I found a little bit more confidence in Higgins as well, mm-hmm. seeing like some of the routes that he's run. And also, to be fair, he has not been running as much with the ones as mm-hmm. Hutchinson, but he's been making plays with the twos. Like him and Davis Mills seem to have a really good connection that I'm sure mm-hmm. him and C.J. Stroud could facilitate in that same way. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that he's going to be the immediate. He is the on the other side of Nico Collins and having the huge right. impact in the way that I think some people had. And to be fair, I think there was a number of people that were like, hey, let's probably be a little bit a little slow in walking into the idea that he's just going to be Nico Collins number two on the other side
right.
because he's 6'4 as well.
Right. And here's the last one, and this is more me. Maybe you and Figgy, you know, might have fallen into this category as well. But at the start of training camp, I've said it on this show. I thought Cade Stover would develop into more of a complete tight end, would fit much better in this style of offense, could maybe be an every down tight end. I don't see it yet.
And that's fair, but I think that there was people with mm-hmm. this team, right? When you heard them talk, you heard John Harris, who is a very valuable football mind to consider, really rave about that possibility. So I understand where that was coming from. But yeah, it seems like there's still – room to develop that. I think that that's still a possibility as the season continues, but there's a lot that's happening when it comes to building in this offense mm-hmm. and establishing what they want to do headed into the season. And it probably wasn't fair to be like, hey, okay, it's over with your offseason, and then with this training camp, we expect you to kind of like have taken your pass catching thing, dynamic from one place all the way to a whole different level.
Is there anything that you at the beginning camp you thought, okay, this is what I'm thinking? I'm sure you agree. I mean, you agreed with me on some of these, like especially Xavier Hutchinson, but things have changed. And by the way, kudos to them. They came in talking about competition. You know, everybody's fighting for a job every day. You stack the days, all that good stuff. And lo and behold, there has been some competition that has made us look differently at this team.
And that was where I was going to go. Like offensive line as a whole, I was still holding out belief in the idea that we're just going to have, you know, all five fingers in a glove. We're going to have all these guys pulling the same direction. We're going to find a level early on. It seems like there's a possibility that they have that. Now, of course, again, we've talked about the fact that that's the Panthers' defensive line. They weren't good at stopping the run, but the physicality, the nastiness, the things that they have professed that they wanted on the offensive line has shown up in the offensive line early. So that's good. But the results continuing to show, especially against higher level teams, I think remains to be seen, or at least remains to be proven per se. I think tomorrow will go a good way in kind of giving us a little bit of an idea of that. So yeah, that's the part that I'm interested in continuing. But I honestly did not think that they would have this level of smoothness, especially even during camp. There was a number of weeks where we're looking at this offensive line saying, yeah, I don't think they're going to hit the mark. And it feels like they're getting a lot closer to hitting the mark that they wanted when they started making these moves early on in the offseason.
And tomorrow is a big, big day. To me, the last big day before we go to L.A.
Yeah. Training camp really is starting to wind down. There's been some big opinion shifts over training camp. So we'll continue to kind of talk about that. And as you mentioned, we could have some even bigger shifts depending on how your Texans show up against the Lions out there in a joint practice tomorrow. And we'll give you what we can here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I see you. Can we just stay on football talk and not talk about those dudes that play at Daikin Park?
Sorry.
I don't think we can. It was another shutout for your Astros. But do you feel differently about this one? I want to talk about that and more next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
That's such an ugly cackle. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said, are the Stros scoreless since Stroud wore that hat? I mean, they were scoreless before. No, because that Saturday, they put runs on the board. They won that game.
Yeah, that was
in 12.
Yeah,
so
was
no, no,
so
Kicks
he
Rocks.
Actually won and no.
Stop trying to put
Stroud
that on the quarterback,
the
damn it.
1-3.
No, I'm saying when he wore the hat.
Oh, when he wore
when
the
he
hat.
Actually wore the hat.
Oh, what are you trying to do? You're like, maybe he needs to
wear it again. Wear it again. That's the last time they won.
Yeah. See, as while we're doing stupid things that don't actually contribute to the game or not, should we make him? Should we make Lopez take another whiff of these smelling salts? See
I'm
if
good.
It works the second time.
I'm straight. I'm good.
Oh man, we laugh to keep from crying. The Astros, another scoreless affair for them. This time, a 1-0. All right, why did I say 1-0? I'm in my soccer vibes. 1-0. Yeah. Loss to the Tigers, and it happens in extra innings mm-hmm. this time. Did this feel any different to you, or are you in the same space having the same issues with the Astros continually not being able to score right now?
It felt different for about 8 innings.
That's a lot of innings, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of innings. No, this was what a fantastic game. And you know, a lot of times people say, well, I'm old school. I like, you know, the pitcher's duels. 90% of the time, those pitcher's duels aren't like this.
That's right.
Like, this was...
Well, those ones aren't pitcher's duels. Those are just...
Low-scoring games.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a difference between, like, a low-scoring game and, oh, it's the, you know, it's the beauty of baseball. No, I think you're trying too hard. Last night, you didn't have to try at all.
God, it was so fun to watch
that
game.
That was two studs, man. Tarek Skubal, Hunter Brown. It was a great game. Didn't even go off the channel once to see what else was happening.
I
was locked in last night. Usually, you know, you go check other stuff. It was fantastic. But here's the thing. It did feel the same because...
It felt the same for you?
At the end.
Okay.
It did feel the same at the end because as soon as Hunter Brown got out of there, I had very little confidence in Bennett Sousa, but good for him. I wonder.
He had a couple strikeouts too.
Yeah, I'm saying good.
Look at
for
you
him.
Talking bad about
he,
Bennett
he
Sousa.
He proved me wrong.
Don't go into our group text and see what I was texting. don't mention that.
Oh, that's right. You wanted Hunter Brown to throw 180 pitches.
I just asked the question if you should take him out after six, especially with the way that he was dealing. But that was before I had checked and seen that he had thrown 101 pitches through six.
So then, and I had some. I obviously had confidence in Brian Abreu. But then I was sitting there and I texted you this in our group text. This is too good a game to be decided with a ghost runner on second base. You know, it was too good. It got hacked up a little bit. And once that started, I just knew there was something was going to happen where the Astros were going to end up losing and probably not scoring a run again. And they did. They didn't. And it was ugly.
Well, because of the umpires.
And for about a half hour there, it was comedy of errors. Dudes were falling all over the field. I mean, you know, with Christian Walker drops a ball, throws it high, and Abreu had to, you know, step down, and they reviewed it, and he got the guy out. Then guys nearly crashed in the outfield and center field.
Why has that happened so much?
I don't know.
Because that's happened a lot this year for the Astros. Yeah. And at some points, it was cute, and we could play it off because, you know, it's Dubon and Cam Smith at times, and Cam Smith is still learning the position. But at some point, there needs to be, like, at some point it stops being, just like the Chaz mm-hmm. McCormick getting out here and pitching, which, of course, he didn't get 3 straight days. God bless Chaz McCormick. But at some point, it ceases to be this cute thing, and it's like, why are we not able to operate in a way that is professional? Because that is part of it. Like, being a professional outfielder is being able to either call it in the air or call off whoever you have and, you know, be able to handle that switch off properly.
Yeah, and then in right field, Jesus Sanchez does the old Chris Berman, whoop, 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 oh, maybe he'll trying to catch a ball, and it bounces off his glove. And then... what's his name?
Tramell Taylor.
Tramell in left field in foul territory. I don't know what that was.
It was a grab. He just fell on his tailbone.
No, he did a jump.
He clotheslined himself.
Yeah, he did like some he did some type of random jump, like a high jump, and just fell on his.
It looked like he clotheslined himself. Like there was an imaginary clothesline there, and he fell back. It was just a comedy of errors. And at that point, I'm like, nah, man, this is bad. And then ultimately, and this is kind of where we're going, got shut out again.
Yeah, and that's the thing that was weird about it, because it did feel different to me. Like and you can't take things out of context. The context matters, and it's what establishes, you know, how you take in whatever you're taking in. Mm-hmm. But if this game was played, especially when you consider you have Tarik Skubal on the mound opposite Hunter Brown here, and you put this in the middle of a different portion of the season, you just go, well, damn, that's, you know, like, that's how baseball goes sometimes. You're going up against a really tough pitcher, and you weren't able to get some runs across. I get it. But because of the context leading in, and you also see the fact that Tarik Skubal had 10 strikeouts, and you go, this also still feels like it feeds into the issues offensively that this team had. I will raise my one issue, though, with coming up against the offense was I thought because of the fact that this team was coming in, this Astros team was coming in, having some issues scoring, I love what Tony Perez-Chica and what Yainer Diaz do from first, coming all the way around and like, send them. Like, we're going to go ahead and test the arm because we have not been scoring, so we can't assume that just we're going to stop at third and get another opportunity to get them in. No, we're going.
No, I like that, too.
And, of course, they should have been rewarded for their efforts because I believe it and wholeheartedly the Yainer Diaz touched home plate, and that was the game winning run. If of course the game continues to play out the same way. But and what's funny is I saw it live and I was like, damn, I think he got.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see this for the first angle and I'm like, I'm not sure. And then I see that final shot that is coming from the first baseline towards home plate, and I'm like, he gets his sliding mitt down on the plate before that catcher's glove gets him on the torso, and I don't know how New York, with the benefit of that last shot, does not give the Astros that run, award them that run, and somehow lets that be counted as an out. I just don't understand how that happens, and that was an egregious error that was absolutely necessary for the Astros to get a win that they really, really needed.
I do understand. I don't think it was egregious. I saw exactly what you saw, but I just saw his fingers just flip, just push up a little bit, like right at the butt of the glove before he got it underneath. That's neither here nor there. They reviewed it. I saw it one way. You saw it another way. I thought he nicked the butt of the guy's glove. But ultimately, here's where we are. 4 shutouts in 5 games. And that's what that's what the Astros and Astros fans, you know, have to realize. Yesterday's one game notwithstanding, it adds up to 4 shutouts in 5 games.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Games. And here's the other thing that I think is really important. Two things. The first one is, you really think Yordan Alvarez is going to fix this? You think Yordan's going to fix this?
The hope that I've continued to be able to draw up within myself for the Astros, it's drawn thin, man. Like, we've seen a number of guys come up starting-wise off of the IL, and they do things that you kind of expect for guys coming back off the IL, not necessarily pitch that well. You went and you acquired guys at the trade deadline to help you offensively, and it seemingly did to some degree, but you did not get the number of wins that you really should have gotten in that stretch, and now things are going cold again. And putting your hope in, all right, well, here comes the reinforcements, here comes the reinforcements, it just seems like at some point it gets old.
Yeah,
and I say all of that as pretext to me falling for it again, because I saw Yordan at Corpus go 2-for-4 and with also a walk, and it looked pretty. He had a nice double, too, and I'm like, please, Yordan, come save us.
No, I think he's going to help. Do you think he's going to fix it? And it leads into my second point. Let's talk about the pitching that has come up and where they are. Christian Javier, who knows? You know, it's still to be determined with him. I thought he looked okay, then he had to come out in the fourth inning. Spencer Arrighetti still can't find the zone. He's working on his fourth start. He's going to be starting, I think, Sunday in Baltimore.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of the, you know, return from injury all-stars this weekend.
Yeah, Jason Alexander Thursday, tomorrow. Friday, McCullers Jr., he's back. Saturday, Christian Javier.
You said that like a threat.
Sunday, Spencer Arrighetti. Think about that. Jason Alexander, Lance McCullers, Christian Javier, Spencer Arrighetti. I don't know what kind of confidence you have in any of those guys at this point.
You want to rate them? One being no confidence at all, five being all the confidence in the world. Friday, Lance McCullers Jr.
Look, Thursday is Jason Alexander.
Yeah, okay.
I probably have the most confidence in him.
Yeah, I was going to say, the last couple of outings have been solid for him. I'm going to be generous. I'm going to give him a 4.
Mm-hmm.
Lance McCullers Jr. on Friday.
On a scale of what?
1 to 5. 5 being very confident, like absolute confidence. 1 being no confidence.
Well, how
at
good
all.
Was he before he got the blister? 2.
That was where I was going. 2.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you mentioned Saturday, Christian Javier.
I'll give him a 3. I liked what I saw, but we didn't see enough.
As well. Spencer Arrighetti on Sunday.
1.
I was going to go back to 2, but 1 is probably for one of those. That is what you're dealing with, and that's why it's very imperative for this offense to jumpstart somehow.
And that's why I asked the question, can Yordan fix it? He can help. I don't know if he can fix it. They've got a lot of things to work through.
They really do. And some of it, and look, I understand the 936 saying Joe Espada needs to go. I don't want to go to that point, but I do think that is on Joe Espada. Like, I think he needs to find a way to reframe these guys and get them coming back to the small things. I think when he has done that this season, they've been able to weather storms. Mm-hmm. This is clearly another storm that they need to weather, and it's clear that the details are falling through the cracks right now for this team. As you mentioned, all the yakety sacks type things that may be happening more on defense. I don't know if that's exactly what's happening on offense, but I see 10 strikeouts, and I'm like, this is not a team. Like, yes, Tarik Skubal, great. Don't get me wrong, but you should not have 10 strikeouts in this game, and I think that's because this team needs to get back to fundamentals, get back to basics.
They need to be able it's part of it, to be fair, is bad timing, because even some guys that you were counting on are slumping, you know, Jose Altuve, et cetera. And of course, you can't fix the guys that aren't here, you know, Isak Paredes and all those. So they've got a lot to get going with their offense. And, you know, they got an early game today, and then on to
12-10.
Yeah,
getaway game versus the Lions. There's a couple of Detroit teams that you're seeing over this next little bit of about us. Framber Valdez start, which hopefully that helps and he's pitching well again, and you could get back to winning Fomber starts, that'd be nice. And then maybe Charlie Morton gives you a little double agent effort, and maybe he helps you out. But yeah, you definitely got to get back to winning. We'll keep you updated once that game gets going today. Some more Astros news also coming. We'll get to that in what's popping a little bit later on today. But you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, which is inspired by today being National Radio Day. So happy National Radio Day to you. And with that, what is your favorite radio moment or bit of all time? 713-572-4610. Let's do a little reminiscing next. Yep. Happy National Radio Day to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And in honor of the occasion, our question of the day is as follows. What is your favorite, most memorable, or other distinguishing portion of radio or a bit? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Because, I mean, look, radio clearly means a lot to us as it's part of our livelihoods. We obviously are committed every day to it. Mm-hmm. But it means a lot to you as well. Like, it's one of those things that I've only gotten more and more of an understanding of the more that I worked with, is seeing how much radio means to folks. And I mean, there's people that for whom it's like, you know, they're in remote areas or whatever, or they just, it is their accompaniment of their life, right? Mm-hmm. It's the people that are hanging out with them. So we appreciate, one, that you guys rock with us in that way, but it's kind of wanted to take the opportunity to think about the various different ways the radio, that you've had fun listening to the radio. So give us those moments, those bits that you enjoy, on the text line, 713-572-4610.
And, of course, radio these days means YouTube and streaming and everything else.
That's fair.
We'll just use a generic radio. Serious and not so serious, favorite moments and bits. For me, and most people with whom I've worked are not big fans. Well, I shouldn't say not big fans. They are fans of it, but they feel a little bit awkward on live remotes, on live broadcast, remote. It's just different. It's not the studio. You don't have all your same, you know, resources and stuff. I love live remotes. It's just awesome to be able to see the faces, you know. It's just awesome. And you can, the shows to me, yeah, they might sound different and you might have to adapt and might get rained on, you know, it might be cold.
My first remote got rained out.
I was in one a few years ago that was cold. Like all 4 hours.
What was it?
The one out of the golf course. Remember it was like an October one or something?
Yeah.
And for some reason it was like 45 degrees or something, 40 degrees all 4 hours. But I just love it. I just love remotes. I think it's so much fun to see the faces and get out there. That's the serious one in terms of my favorite moments.
Okay.
It's just a group. The not so serious as a listener, because we can talk about what we've done, you know, and fun that we've had. And maybe some of our listeners can remind us of some of those moments for us, you know, as a show and as a station. But it's always cool when you see something and hear something live. And John McClain was on the Rich Eisen show. Now, my favorite one also, and I don't mean to be piling on to John McClain. They were just funny.
Well, he's a legend in the game, too.
I just remember, but he fell asleep on a radio show in Nashville once. And I looked, Figgy, I looked everywhere. I even looked on our drives, and I couldn't find it. It's been scrubbed. So that was one when he fell asleep live on a Nashville radio station. But then he was on the Rich Eisen show.
Who's going to be this veteran leader on this team? Is it Watt, essentially, now, John?
Well, first of all, at that wide receiver position, Bill O'Brien, but it's Rich, I am getting a ticket for changing lanes without using a signal. And I'll just say this, it's going to be Nate Washington if they play today.
So do you need to go right now, John?
I have got to go because I don't want the cops telling me, get off that cell phone.
John McClain, the long arm
I'm
of the law.
I'm pulled over on the side of Interstate 10.
Okay, well.
Thanks, Rich.
Okay, John, thanks, you take Rich. Care.
I got to show him my license.
I do. I really love, though, that, like, he was very calm in the moment, just described what was happening. He's like, all right, well.
I'm getting a ticket.
But also, John McClain, I got to let you know. Don't tell the entirety of the national audience that you know what you did wrong. When that cop walks up and he asks you, do you know what you did? You say no.
Yeah.
No, sir.
He knew exactly what he did to get pulled over.
And the cop will go, oh, really? Let's go to the tape.
Right, exactly. You're not beating that case, John McClain. You're not beating that case.
Yeah, don't try to take it to court.
The other one back in the day, and I didn't look at this one. I should have probably searched it. Nick Wright lost a bet to me. And he said, he was so sure, he said that he would dip his boys in a hot cup of coffee if he lost the bet.
What was the bet?
I can't remember exactly. Maybe our listeners will help us. And he lost the bet. And the awkward part was we were in the studio and, you know, I got the cup of coffee fresh out of the machine, brought it in, and I'll be damned if he didn't do it. He did it. He did it.
Why would you make a bet like
that? I hate those types of bets so with a passion. Because what's the other side of it? What's your get back?
He did it, and he was screaming like a little baby.
Oh, to be fair, with Nick Wright, he is definitely one of those types of people where the get back is being right. Being right matters way more than anything that you can give me.
Yes.
So I understand. A lot of people popping in here on the text line, and obviously there is a very clear number one that shows up, especially for Sports Radio 610 listeners, which has to deal with Seth Payne and Josh Ennis. And yep, I get it. Like I get it. Animosity is definitely something that gets people going, and there was a lot of animus there.
The funny part about that was on YouTube. That was streaming live. Yeah. And that's before we was really streaming live every day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I couldn't
John
believe
McClane
that.
Was just sitting there the whole time.
Yeah.
Just shaking his head and laughing.
The funny thing is I think they were in a segment, some type of little wonky segment. Mm-hmm. So this music was playing in the background. So just imagine this playing in the background.
As you are just arguing.
And you just arguing.
Listener,
and the best part is they're arguing over John McClane.
Yeah.
Like, the video makes it great because, John McClane's in the middle of it.
And he's just on his phone.
I know that feeling very well. We've all been in that place where you're like, why are y'all talking over me? Why am I in the middle of this? And the best part for me of the video is watching him eventually decide, you know what, that's enough of this, and get up and just move. Yeah. It's like, I'm out of here. A number of other things coming in on the text.
Yeah, the texter reminded me of another bet that Nick lost to me in which they said Doritos cheese. No, it was Cheetos. I ate some Cheetos, and then he had to lick the cheese off my fingers.
Oh, God.
See, I've been nice to you. I need to hold your feet to the fire.
I hope he don't gamble in real life.
Nick is a big gambler. What you mean?
He's a gambler. He's a poker player professional, really, but just about.
He need that hotline number.
He licked Cheetos dust off my fingers.
That is so nasty.
It is. Now I need to go find the audio of this because someone mentioned, though, that there was times where you would be out with Nick, and Nick would just use drops of you to make it seem like you weren't.
Oh yeah,
you didn't even leave.
Yeah.
That's high level radio.
Salute to Jim Mudd. I think Jim Mudd was doing that. He was telling me about that.
High level radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's a bit that it works on two levels. If you know that it's happening, you're like, oh, this is hilarious. If you don't know that it's happening, you're just like, oh, wow.
John's doing John.
Somebody. Oh, of course. I've heard this one as well. Mike Meltzer and Seth Payne. Being, quote,
unbearable.
That's right. That's right. Fair enough. Some other ones that are coming in on the text line. Somebody said, I don't know if it counts, but morning crosstalk with the Sean and Seth.
Mm-hmm.
They've enjoyed that portion of the day. I'm glad that you enjoy that. It's very fun for us.
The one I want to find, and I think this is scrubbed from the internet. I want to find that moment when John Lopez and Mark Vandermeer got so mad at John Lopez that he had to walk out.
He threw a pen.
Yeah, what'd you do to him?
He threw a pen at the glass.
It was a discussion about it was a giant fight in the parking lot between Cowboys fans and Texans fans. And that's back when they would just let anybody park.
Yeah.
You didn't have to have a ticket to the game. So there was some bad, just hot days, bad vibes, and it got into a brawl, and you know, it just kind of, I talked about it, it just was nasty out there and all that, and he got mad and threw a pen.
I think Josh Ennis was still working.
Oh, he was
sitting
right in the middle.
Think he told it when we had our, I think our 30-year anniversary, but he said Mark just threw that pen to the glass. I wish I could find that audio.
Yep.
There's a number of things coming in. The Nick Wright, Tom Herman interview that you guys had was mentioned. I know I love living vicariously through B. Scott saying that he was driving somewhere, he pulled over and parked. Those are the best ones where you're like, I know that I have somewhere that I need to be, but bump that. I need to hear this. From the 281, Sexy Traffic back in the day was always
huge.
Good radio.
Salute to Laura.
That was huge.
Shout out to Laura. Someone said favorite radio moment was when Tyler on the drive started calling Ron Peaches Hughley. I'm imagining did not go over well with Ron himself. Somebody mentioned War of the Worlds. Oh, you just went old school radio in general.
Okay.
That was chaotic though, wasn't it?
That actually was very serious, like way too serious at the time, of course. What about you?
What's funny is I started thinking kind of seriously also. Mm-hmm. And there was like Dan Le Batard is somebody that I respect greatly in this mm-hmm. industry of radio because he has like a lot of fun doing radio while also like hitting you hard. I think you kind of look at his, he gives you your vegetables, but he gives you enough candy so that you actually want to eat your vegetables mm-hmm. at times. But one of the things that he does when he has like interview guests is, you know, he'll just kind of have fun with them. And then at the end, he'll be like, all right, so talk to you tomorrow. And just kind of bully his guests into, and it's one of many things, but there's a number of things that like Dan Le Batard did that I was like, oh, okay, radio can be like this.
Talk to you tomorrow.
That was really fun. Especially, I think about one thing that it's not interview guests with Le Batard, but they had, because, you know, the show originates in Miami. Mm-hmm. He had one of his producers out at the Miami Marlins game. And remember, the Miami Marlins have been very bad.
Yeah.
Except for that one year. What was that, 05? When they managed right. to just get a whole bunch of free agents. So they've been bad. They had opening day, had somebody on the phone, first pitch, and they take the pitcher deep, and they just all like, and this concludes your coverage of Miami Marlins baseball. And it was just so fun to listen to, just like having that irreverent style of radio.
Yeah.
It's, I don't think that I could live up to it by any means, but it's a type of radio that I enjoy. It's just, hey, let's have fun doing it.
Yeah.
Man.
How about you, Figgy?
Yeah, so the one that come to my mind, and I guess it's kind of funny now, but remember Dante Hall used to be on this show?
Yeah.
And this was around the time I was on the street team, so I didn't really know what was going on, but it was one day he wasn't on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dang, what happened to Dante Hall? Mm-hmm. And somebody told me the story how he just got so irritated to the point. I think
Brock Osweiler.
That's what it was talking
about. I was talking about Brock Osweiler and I was torching him. And Dante, he wasn't like to defend him a little bit. You know, he came in and joined the show and he was with us for about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, I would guess. And he was into it at first, but then it wasn't what he thought it was.
Yeah, you know? I remember, shout out to Mario Parks, yeah. who used to do the video stream.
Yeah, he was already kind of like, I don't know if I want to do this.
He said during the break, he just started packing up his stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Like, I'm out.
And the other cool fact about that is I didn't know that he actually put in a real application
mm-hmm.
to get this job. It wasn't like, yeah. let me call this program director. He actually went to Odyssey.com or CBSRadio.com. Yeah. Ashley filled out the application to the mm-hmm. point that PD was like, is this Dante Hall,
the NFL
player?
Yeah. Figgy doing the morning show outdoors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
Did that go over well?
Yeah, I guess that went really well.
Somebody, Jim Nansen Ron is a great one.
Yeah, it is.
I have enjoyed going back. And there's now a number of ones that I need to go and apprise myself of because clearly there's been some lore that I've missed, some very good other ones that have come in. Clint's Bucky story is legendary, someone says.
Oh, the fake Stephon Diggs.
Water polo. Oh, yeah.
The fake Stephon Diggs.
We got to get that as, because we were leaving New Orleans.
We were
looking
at him. And,
so we weren't there. We heard this on the radio.
No, but he was making the rounds when we were there.
Yeah.
I didn't see him at all. Oh, Figgy, you saw him.
I saw him. I'm like, where is he at? They kept pointing. I'm like, where is he? I'm like, oh.
No handler.
And I looked. I'm like, I'm not sure if that's him or not. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
And then I got in the car and then I seen a whole bunch of people on the YouTube like, Ron is pissed. So I thought they got into it for a minute.
And then I'm looking,
I'm like, that's not him.
Wild. Wild. Man, radio is magic. We appreciate you guys joining in on the ride, being part of the magic, and rock with us here on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, let's go ahead and get into around the NFL. Where the fallout of the decision in Indianapolis continues. We'll talk about that more next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.